preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only bugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Country. Welcome, folks. Thanks for joining our show here, The Trump Phenomenon, on April 16th, 2020. Just had to look at my computer screen there. This is your host. I'll be with you for the next hour, James Kelso from North Dakota. A live show welcoming your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Those are routed through the towering facility of the Republic Broadcasting Network, whose sprawling complex is located in Round Rock, Texas. And that's I hear laughter coming from Round Rock. That's where you want to send your support, because that's where John Stadtmiller's creation, which is a real bricks and mortar radio network, is headquartered. And this is kind of a daring thing that Stadtmiller attempted. you got to help him because this is not a podcast. This is not a shoutcast from grandma's basement. This is a real radio network, and that's what we need. Oh, by the way, I'll tell you, let me give you a little something that happened last night that indicates how important you people in this audience may be, as Mike Rivero indicates in the promo piece for the network. You're the smartest audience around. Last night, Sean Hannity on Fox, you know, we think of Fox as being, you know, there's a little bit of a patriot network going on there. But it's a real battle over at Fox. And Donald Trump the other day tweeted, here's his tweet, what the hell is going on at Fox? Because there's real rot inside of Fox. And it's coming, this rotting, you know, fish rot from the head. And it's rotting from the Murdochs at the top, Rupert Murdoch and his son Lachlan Murdoch. They're not right-wingers. They're not conservatives. They don't like you. But they have some conservatives on their network because they have made billions of dollars from this group of right-wingers on their network. And that group is their primetime lineup, which is Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Laura Ingraham, then bolstered by their Fox Business Network, Lou Dobbs, he's a patriot, their weekend team, Judge Jeanine Pirro on Saturday, Mark Levin on Sundays, the two top cable news shows on Saturday and Sunday, respectively. And then who did I leave out? Hang on just a second, and I'll remember his name. Jesse Waters. He's pretty darn good. But that's it. And I must have left a name or two out. Those are the patriots. But now, something happened last night of great note. Listen to this. Sean Hannity was handing off the microphone over to Laura Ingraham, whose show follows his. And he said, you know, I read somebody today who said somebody was griping that your show, Laura, ought to be replaced with a news show. You know, just a talking head, a moron, reading the scripts written by the Fox staff, which is not right wing. It's left wing. It hates Trump. So he said, so somebody suggested your show should be replaced. Hannity really dropped a bomb on Lachlan Murdoch, the son, along with his brother James, of Rupert Murdoch. And these two are destined to be the heirs. They are the heirs. And I think they're now running the network, the way it appears. Donald Trump recently had Lachlan Murdoch. He saw him in an audience at a White House event, and he said, oh, there's Lachlan, the most important, the most powerful man in media. Fox is number one. Lachlan runs it. So Hannity said, well, Laura, if they dump your show, I'm going with you. Folks, just let that sink in. Laura, if they dump your show, and who's they? Who runs Fox? Lachlan Murdoch. In other words, if Lachlan dumps your show, Laura, because you're too right-wing, I'm out of here. Now, folks, Sean Hannity is the Rock of Gibraltar of Fox. If Sean Hannity leaves, that house of cards starts to collapse. And if Sean Hannity leaves, Tucker's going to leave too. So here's what we're looking at, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I've talked about it on this show. And you know, this show is going to be another one. I apologize. It's going to be a I told you so show again, because things that we predicted on this show, facts that we asserted, are proving to be true. And this is another one. I said we need another network. That's why I said send in your support to Round Rock, Texas. The and just go to Republic and just go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you'll see the ways that you can send in, various ways that you can get a contribution in. The give till it hurts. The how badly do we need a Patriot network? Well, you can't count on Fox. That's what Sean was telling you last night. He was saying if they dump your show, Laura, and Laura's Ingram show is fantastic. It's a great show. She's a great patriot. I'm out of here. So Sean Hannity, a man of incredible integrity, is saying, I don't care how much money I lose. He probably has a really nifty contract with Lachlan Murdoch, probably making beaucoup bucks. And Laura and Tucker too, but Sean probably makes more than all the rest put together. So his threat, that I let me tell you, I guarantee you, a memo went to Lachlan Murdoch. Sean Hannity just said, if you dump Laura, he's out of here. That's a threat. That's a tangible threat. That's a gauntlet in the face to the Murdochs. Thank you. Thank you, Sean Hannity, for that patriotic act. And now if the three of them are out of there, where are they going to go? Where are they going to go? And I said, I think Donald Trump, he won the presidency, accomplishment number two. He's created a patriot movement, accomplishment number two, and I think the greater. And accomplishment number three, I think Donald Trump may create the patriot media that we have lacked for our entire lives. And we're just relying upon the, you know, the primetime group, this handful of people that could all fit into a Volkswagen bus. We're relying on them as our patriot network. But, you know, there's this fatal flaw. The people who own the network don't like Sean. They don't like Tucker. They don't like Laura. They don't like Janine. They don't like Mark. They don't like Lou and anybody I left off, Jesse. So they're going to have to create another network, and it's going to have to be big from the get-go. So the likelihood that it would be this network, that, you know, that those people would come over to this network is, you know, that's, you know, talk about long shots. There are a couple other possibilities out there that they could, you know, insert themselves into. But the most likely possibility is that Donald Trump himself will go out and talk to his best and richest supporters, like this fellow Mercer. Is it Robert Mercer and his daughter? You remember her name? I think it's Rebecca Mercer. They have hundreds of millions of dollars that they could spend on a new network. And I think Donald Trump will go out. Just imagine this, folks. I know I'm spending a few minutes on it, but it's wonderful to imagine this. And if anybody out there listening, and I have reason to believe it, some folks, like some of the folks I mentioned, I'm not going to use a specific name because I don't want to tarnish anybody by association with me. But some of the people that I've mentioned, I think, listen to this show sometimes, because there are some remarkable, you know, remarkable things have happened that indicate that's possible. But you guys, you know, reach many, many, many more people than I do. You know, I do not want to claim any glory. But once in a while, a good idea pops up here. And here's a good idea. Donald Trump, look at this package. You know, Donald Trump, who is the master of the art of the deal? The greatest who ever lived, Donald Trump. So here's the deal, folks, that he can put together. In order to have media, you have to have content, okay? You have to have channels through which the content can flow, and you have to have money. Well, what's the most important of those things, actually? It's actually the content, not the money or the channels. Channels can be purchased with money, and people can be paid with money. But content doesn't grow on trees. Who is the greatest source of content in the universe today? The person who, well, when he puts his name on a hotel that's otherwise just a hotel, but you put those five letters in gold across the marquee of that hotel or up on the top of that hotel, all of a sudden, the value of that hotel goes up by $100 million. Yeah, Trump. And it was true back in his days of commercial development, but it's way more true now. Donald Trump, here's the package. Donald Trump, the content. Hannity, Carlson, Ingram, Pirro, Levin, the talent. The delivery team. And the money? Donald Trump can scare it up from people like the Mercers. You put all those together and they can right out of the gate, they can have a network that reaches well over half of the American people immediately on day one, the day it opens. And Donald Trump can guarantee the deal. He can cinch the deal by saying, I will pledge to you, whoever the investors are. Donald Trump could say, I'm going to be on that network. I want you to pay for it, and I'm going to deliver the content. I will be interviewed by Hannity on your new network, and Carlson, and Ingram, and Waters, and Pirro, and Levin. I will be interviewed over and over and over again. And I will only be interviewed on that network. I will force the audience to your network. They're going to come. You know, if Trump's there, they're going to come. It'll be an overnight success. And the investors, who will be asked to put up, you know, on the order of $1 billion to, you know, the channels can be had all over the country. There are TV stations that can be bought, you know, for pennies on the dollar. There are, you know, all kinds of things that aren't very successful. They can be turned into – they're hollowed out. They can be – you pour Donald Trump into that hollowed out TV station and bingo, bango, bongo, it's a boom right there. So this is a deal that's waiting to happen. We don't need to be panicked whether Lachlan Murdoch is going to let us have our Patriot Network. To hell with him. We can build our own Patriot Network. And all of us will go there and, you know, we'll make it go. So anyway, that's – I'm telling you, last night, that dream of mine really started to – when Sean Hannity said, Laura, if they toss you off this network, I'm out of here. Wow. wow. And you can just assume Tucker would be in on the deal. And I think Sean even said that, you know, all three of us will go. And what that will rip the heart out of Lachlan Murdoch's money-making machine. I'm just ripped the heart out of it. Who's he going to put back in there? This puke Ed Henry? That would be wonderful. Instead of Carlson, Hannity, and Ingram, how about Ed Henry, Juan Williams, and let me pick up a third loser here, Neil Cavuto. Do you think anybody would watch that? I just picked those three losers. You know, Cavuto, Williams, and Henry. Three total anti-Trump, never-Trump losers. That Fox's ratings would go right down into the toilet to join CNN. And the Murdochs would lose billions overnight. And that's something maybe much to be desired. All right, so that we go there we go with that. Okay, now, let me just check my caller board here. I've got Kevin in West Virginia. Rather than follow my tradition of keeping people waiting forever, Kevin, I'm going to surprise you. Wake up, brother. You're on the air.
I have a couple of things that are bugging me, a bunch of things that are bugging me, actually. Getting a little sick of this economy being shut down, and I know Trump came out today with his guidelines. I don't want to be opened up tomorrow or 2 weeks from now. I want to be opened up today. And I think I'm not the only one that shares that.
Right now. You know, you got it, brother. You got it. When is the right time to open up this economy? I'll give you the Kelso formulation here. And I know I'm right about this. When is the right time to open up our economy? From coast to coast, from Maine to San Diego, from Seattle to Key West. I'll tell you when it is. Right damn now. Everywhere,
exactly.
Right damn now. And how much of the economy, how gradual, do you phase it in? No phasing in, no tippy toe, none of this bullshit. We got shut down. Remember the first concept I offered on this show when this virus thing appeared? What was the key word I used? The phrase I used, and it turns out that one was prophetic. Folks, you have been hosed. And that is the type, somebody wants to write a book on that, that's the title, Hosed, because we all got hosed. Now, we'll talk about who hosed us, which left-wingers, which Anthony Fauci's and Deborah Birx's and Bill Gates's hosed us. But we got hosed. And what Centers for Disease Control and National Institutes of Health and all these other pukes, they've hosed us. They're still hosing us today.
I agree.
But you're right. Kevin. We need to open this up right now. But let me make you happy and kind of get onto this theme of, you know, told you so. Tonight, Tucker Carlson took as part of his theme the Sweden model. And he made the point that I've been making on this show. Sweden didn't shut down. You know, you gotta be with, you know, basic principle of science. One, it only takes one black swan to disprove totally the theory that all swans are white. Well, the black swan is Sweden. Sweden didn't shut down. The kids are going to school. They're screaming. They're yelling. They're coughing on each other in school. The old folks are playing checkers and chess and whatever else they play. And they're all socializing and they're eating in restaurants and they're out on the streets holding hands and living life normally, going to work in Sweden. And are they dying? No. And on his show tonight, they used a comparison of Sweden versus Norway, which is good. It makes the point. But we've used a better comparison on this show, Sweden versus Belgium, because the two countries are identical in size, 11 million people. They're identical in socioeconomic, all that stuff. And the Swedish death rate is one quarter of that of Belgium. One quarter. Now, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Stay there at the bottom of the mine, and we'll be right back after this break.
Fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my
call
name.
Call my name. Yeah.
Cause daddy's name wasn't
Willie Woodrow. Hey. We're back. And I just love to make the joke that my dad's name, actually, middle name was Woodrow. So his first name, though, wasn't Willie. It was James, like mine. Anyway, the let's go to – it was wonderful to hear the Swedish example brought out. And God bless our kinsmen in Sweden. Thank you. Please don't let these pukes in the medical slash scientific and ironic quotes establishment stampede you into conformity to the totalitarian state medical scientific dictatorship that they have fashioned for all of us and that they want us all to march into, to be stampeded into, to be frightened into. I don't know what made the Swedes do it. Probably there were a couple key people. I think that their minister of health may have been one of the key people, the couple key people that kept the Swedes from conforming. But now let's go to the numbers. And I'm going to stick with my – I'm stuck with this measurement all the way through. Belgium versus Sweden. Belgium, a complete lockdown nation, which is the home of Brussels, the home of the EU, this puke globalist entity, and Sweden. And Sweden, of course, normally the darling of the left. You know, the Swedes, you know, what does every left winger in Hollywood want to drive a Volvo or a Saab and so on? But now they're really rejecting Sweden because the Swedes have this independent streak. They think for themselves. Apparently they have a pretty high IQ. In Sweden, the total number of deaths, remember, no lockdown. As of right now, according, and I'm having to use the government official numbers, so, you know, a real danger. I feel like Winston Smith in the Ministry of Truth. I'm having to rely on the crap that the, you know, is coming at me through the telescreen and through the Ministry of Truth. But even that data, if we rely upon that, and we know it's at least this good, and it's certainly much better, Sweden has 1,333 deaths. 1,333. Okay? Nation of 11 million people, rounded off. Belgium, also 11 million, very similar socioeconomic. Their total right now is 4,857 dead people. That, folks, is a ratio of 4 to 1. 4 to 1. That's bad. If somebody is doing four times worse than you are, they're really screwing up. Something's really wrong. It's not like a 5 or 10%, 15%. No, it's four times the deaths in Belgium as a result of social distancing, as a result of cleaning your hands till you bleed, as a result of closing down all your businesses, closing down your schools, screwing up your whole society. Did it save any lives in Belgium? Big, fat. Oh, I love what one of these people said. Any two-letter answer will do. The guy who said that was, I think, Professor Knut Witkowski. And I, folks, we need to see Professor Knut Witkowski, formerly the head of the Department of Biostatistics and Epidemiology at the Rockefeller University. This is a guy with credentials. I don't have any. I just have a brain. But this guy has credentials and a brain. And he said any two-letter answer will do to that question. No, no, no lives were saved. None at all. In fact, four times as many people died in Belgium. But on top of that, for the cherry on top, what do the Belgians get that the Swedish didn't get? They get a wrecked economy, wrecked families, wrecked businesses, wrecked mental health, wrecked addiction, social wreckage, which is what the left is what? What are they? They're the merchants of death. They thrive on what? Chaos. Breakdown of order. That's what the left feeds upon. That's their food. And so this catastrophe, this wreckage of Western civilization that we have now inflicted on ourselves needlessly. If only we'd listened to people like Professor Knut Witkowski, who could have told anybody who would listen, if anybody'd bothered to research the question before they shut the whole damn economy down. I mean, come on, didn't anybody do any research or homework? Didn't anybody make any phone calls? What the hell is wrong with us? This guy has been there all along trying to tell people, hey, you know what? There's only one way to end an epidemic. Two words, herd immunity. And there's only one way to acquire herd immunity. Let the kids in school get the flu. Let them get the flu. It's not going to hurt them. We are evolved exactly to accomplish that. And you'll notice that with this latest flu, the corona crap, no children are dying. We'll be back with that. We got time to explore this. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big bad Big Donald John, John Trump, that is. Now let me squeeze in some ideas here. I know I've got you on hold there, Kevin. So hang on, stay there. The anybody else who wants to call in can call in. But boy, I'll tell you what. A couple other things. The Kelso formula here. When do we open up the economy? Right now. Look at your watch. What time is it? That's the time to open it up. Okay, next thing. How many tests do we need? This is bullshit that's going around. And it's being accepted unquestioningly, stupidly. Testing. What a dumb idea. We have over 3 million tests have been conducted in the United States, far more than anywhere else in the rest of the world. Pretty soon we'll have conducted more tests than the whole rest of the world combined. What the hell do tests accomplish? I can tell you, zero. Zero. It doesn't change anything. People are out there screaming, I want my test. We need testing. And then these stupid business leaders meeting with Donald Trump said, we need you, Donald Trump, you need to test every damn person in America before we can open our businesses. What the hell is wrong with these business leaders? You know, whether they want some kind of protection against liability or something. Donald Trump could give them that with a sweep of the pen. Complete protection against liability for opening your business. If any dumbass wants to sue your business because he's, oh, I've got coronavirus. It's your fault. Oh, you exposed me. I'm going to sue you for $1 billion. No, Mr. President, one stroke of your pen and that nonsense is dispensed with. But testing doesn't do a damn thing. It doesn't do anything. I'll describe that in a moment. But if we had 333 million people and we had 330 million tests, Guess what? Every single person who, I'll go through this very quickly. So let's say you're a person, you took a test, you got your test. Okay, you just got your test results. You're negative. You don't have or you have not had corona BS virus, okay? Okay, guess what? You walk out the door after you've been told you're negative, and you know what? You can get the viruses 5 seconds after you walk through the door. So what the hell is that? You tested negative. 5 seconds later, you can be positive. And you're not going to know, by the way. Just as with all flus, the huge majority of people have no idea they had the flu. And it turns out Professor Knut Witkowski could have told any dumbass who would bother to ask, who didn't listen to Anthony Fauci. Come on, Fauci's left-wing credentials are so deep. Why did anybody ever believe him or trust him? I don't know about Burks. I don't know about her left-wing credentials or not. But she's a hack. She's a medical administrator in the Centers for Disease Control, which is a giant bureaucracy entirely predicated on the idea that everybody needs to get stuck in the butt and the arm with vaccines every other day. That's the whole premise of their operation, funded by Bill Gates, who's Mr. Vaccine. If he could come up with an operating system for your computer that was based on a vaccine injection in your ass, he'd do it. You could stick your USB plug in your butt and run your computer. So the testing, there's no point. That's not, no, you don't wait for a test. You don't wait for anything. So all these various excuses, we got to wait for this, the test, the this, the that, the other, forget it. We need to go back to work tomorrow. Now, doctor, again, I'm going to say this name again. Somebody's got to put him on national TV. Professor, he's a doctor, but Professor Knut, K-U-N-T, Witkowski, W-I-T-T-K-O-W-S-K-I. Okay, former head, Department of Biostatistics and Epidemiology at the Rockefeller University in where else? New York City. Put him on TV because he will explain that if you don't let, first thing you, the president announced in his plan, phase two is send the kids back to school. No, it's phase one. And Witkowski says that the first thing you got to do is get the kids back in school because those are the ones who will establish herd immunity. You must establish herd immunity to deal with a virus. If you don't establish herd immunity fast, when at the onset of a virus, guess what happens, boys and girls? You're going to get the same damn virus again in the fall. Ah, exactly as Fauci dreams. It's his dream come true. Fauci will be back on national TV again. People Magazine will be nominated. Can you believe this? It almost makes me want to throw up into the microphone. Anthony Fauci nominated as the sexiest man in America. God help any woman who votes for that. I can see some guys that might see him as the sexiest man. But please, no woman, please don't vote for Anthony Fauci. He'll be back on national TV. This is his dream come true. This man's a maniac. He's a nut. He's a whack job. But here's what he's doing. When you quarantine everybody and everybody locks him or herself in the bathroom, then tuck a towel under the door, okay? And then, eat toothpaste instead of food. Here's what you're doing. You're preventing herd immunity from being established. Herd immunity comes when everybody gets exposed to the virus. Everybody develops antibodies to the virus. And these last your whole life. So when the virus comes around again, 5 years, 10 years later, guess what? It goes nowhere. It never even gets noticed. It never breaks out because we have herd immunity. With what Fauci is doing to us and the CDC right now and the World Medical Establishment, we're not going to have herd immunity. The kids aren't going back to school. They're the key. And Dr. Professor Knut Witkowski said, the first thing you got to do, the biggest mistake, sending the kids home. First remedy, send them back to school so they can cough on each other and get sick and get the flu. And they won't even know it. And they will thereby get a huge part of our population immune. And that will kill the virus's progress. So I think I've covered a couple of the things there that I needed to cover. I covered the Belgium-Sweden comparison. Now, Kevin, let me let you finish your thought there. Give me a last thought before you go.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about Open Pure Fauci for a moment, because a lot of people don't really know how deep this really goes. And if you look back in the 1980s, and I would say 1985, 86, whenever the Child Care Act came in, whenever vaccines became where you couldn't sue the vaccine companies for hurting your children, you do know Fauci was one of the main pushers.
Fauci has been a pusher, a vaccine pusher. I think he goes all the way back to Reagan. Bush 1, Bush 2, Clinton, Obama. Fauci has been there all this time. I think he's 79 now. And
I mean, Open Pure Fauci. I mean, this guy, as far as I'm concerned, everybody's talking about China, pay reparations, this, pay reparations, that. Yes, I agree. But let's keep going here. Open Pure Fauci has committed crimes against humanity. Bill Gates has committed crimes against
humanity. Yeah, here's the other good news. And this is good news. Finally, it's breaking out. It does turn out that this virus did come out of the Wuhan lab. Didn't come out of the stupid meat market. And the bat that is the source of the COVID-19 that bat species lives 600 miles away from Wuhan. So I love it. Somebody on TV today said, who was it? God, the name will come to me in a moment. Brilliant, brilliant. He said, no bat, no COVID-19 bat flew 600 miles across China and landed in somebody's soup in Wuhan.
No, I agree.
There are people. The Wuhan lab is full of people who have traveled out 600 miles to that cave and have spent years cultivating these bats and trying to get viruses out of them. And then, hang on, there's a process they're using with it. It's called something like gained effect. Help me with it if somebody remembers it. Gain of function. You got it. Gain of function means this, folks, that a Dr. Frankenstein – in a virus laboratory, what he's doing with gain of function is taking a really bad virus from a bat and then using recombinant DNA and various other tricks that they have, making it worse, making it more lethal, okay? And that's what they were doing in this Wuhan laboratory. And some jackass, this is what it looks to be. It doesn't look like a biowarfare intentional act by China, because they're going to pay up the yin yang, pardon the pun, for this act of criminality. And we got to make them pay big. China has got to pay big, and the whole world has to make them pay. I mean, pay till it hurts, and pay for decades. Now, it looks as if a jerk at the laboratory, which is already certified by the U.S. government, which is at one point, some guys got a look-see there. They said this is very unsafe. It's a level 4 lab, it's supposed to be, which is very, very secure, run at a level 2 level, which is very insecure. So some jackass got this coronavirus and then walked out into Wuhan and started spreading it. And so now, and it gets worse, the Chinese government immediately covered it up, lied, is burning the records, destroying the records, disappearing the doctors who talked, making people disappear. They murder all the time. This is what they do. And they, even though they put a lockdown on Wuhan, people couldn't come or go from Wuhan. Guess what the Chinese SOBs in that communist government that we should no longer trade with or have any truck with them whatsoever other than to collect our reparations. Guess what they did? They allowed hundreds of thousands of people to fly out of Hubei province and Wuhan all over the world, spreading the virus. Hundreds of thousands. And they knew they had an epidemic. They knew these people were carrying the virus, and they deliberately let it happen. They lied. And the SOBs at the World Health Organization covered, because they're just an outreach branch of the Chinese Communist Party. They lied and said there's no problem in China. So the World Health Organization in Geneva, their building should be shut down. Thank God Donald Trump cut the money off to them. That should continue. Bill Gates, you just got exposed, dude, because he sprang to the defense of the World Health Organization. Get this. You know how much money Bill Gates has given to the World Health Organization? Who are these pukes who want to set up a medical dictatorship through the back door?
This is
the back door way to dictatorship. Bill Gates has given over $4 billion to the World Health Organization. $4 billion. So Bill Gates has got his tit in the ringer. And that's good. It's about time. But now, so this is all coming out, and the public needs to be break out in a fury, which is showing itself now all over the country. People are showing up, thousands and thousands of people showing up to protest people like this. You talk about a Gruppenführer, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. God, they showed up by the thousands at the state capitol to say, hell no, Gretchen. Gretchen Whitmer, folks, have you seen her? Okay. In her black tight leather. Does she look like a dominatrix or what? All right. She's the governor. And she said, you can't buy paint. You can't buy grass seed. You can't buy, on and on. You will go to jail if you buy these things or sell them. Okay. So she's there in her tight leather. And my God, I took a look at her face and I'm going, whoa, whoa. I could just see the whip in her hand and the boots. Okay. That's what we've got. And she wants to be the vice presidential. She's the favorite right now for Joe. Maybe Joe Biden's into that kind of thing. That's maybe what he needs is a running mate. Pardon the pun. we're having fun here, folks, but it ain't fun. This ain't fun because you know what we're looking at? If this goes wrong, it already has gone very badly. If Donald Trump can't pull this baby out of the fire, we may be in a sinking boat. And the sinking boat I'm referring to is our civilization. Kevin, thank you very much for standing up for our civilization. Let me go to a couple other callers here in a speed round. Let's go to Fred in Montana.
Hello, this is Fred in Michigan.
Okay, Fred in Michigan. Give me your thoughts, Fred.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, what do you think about Gretchen Whitmer as a dominatrix in black leather?
If I could have caught a magic carpet and rode over to Lansing, I would have done it.
When you look at her face, aren't you seeing a dominatrix there who's like lusting to get the whip on you?
I haven't had Talmud vision since December 07. No Talmud vision. So I haven't seen the wild, wicked witch Grinch Gretch.
Well, she has nothing to do with the Talmud. She has nothing to do with the Talmud. But she is. She has a whole lot to do with being a dominatrix over our society.
Jamie, what I'm saying, TV is Talmud vision. Talmud vision, okay?
Okay.
Talmud vision, and the folks like Henry Ford, the international Jew, you want to know who's actually pulling the strings in all this.
Okay, now wait a minute. Fred, please, don't.
And she's an operative of the international Jews.
Fred, you know what? Fred, do you realize what you're doing? I'm just going to give this short shrift, okay?
I'm just
when you come
history,
in, no,
Jamie,
Fred,
do
you realize how you talk like what you just spoke there and ideas like that have trashed the Patriot movement for decades? Because
how
what you did,
be,
you
Jamie,
just you just
Henry
cheapened
Ford,
this show. Fred, I'm going to hang
Henry
up on
Ford
you.
Had his
Fred,
own...
Fred, bye-bye, bye-bye. Please don't call back. Please don't listen to this show, okay? Go over to some... don't listen to this show and don't call in. And I apologize, folks, for not remembering who these creeps are that call into the show, okay? We have to fight for our civilization, and these Hitler fanatics have cost us dearly. These people who love Adolf Hitler, who hate anybody who's Jewish, they have crippled the chance for a patriot movement. They are the wet dream of the left. pardon me, I'm getting a little graphic here, but people like Fred are the dream come true of these pukes on the left because they make the right look stupid. They make us look retarded. So I'm not going to entertain that crap on this show. Please, anybody out there, if you call in with that kind of crap, you know, the international Jew, great, thank you. Call somebody else. Don't call me. I'm trying to save my country for my children. I'm not trying to screw up our chance to save ourselves. We got a break here, and we'll come right back to Tom in Utah and Bubba in Colorado. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back, folks. And, I've got two callers here holding on line, Tom in Utah and Bubba in Colorado. Tom, if I may cut Bubba in line. I don't know if Bubba's a first-time caller or not, but let's start with Bubba and then we'll go to you, Tom. Bubba, you're on the air.
Don't take that virus shot. The virus shot's coming out. They already told veterans to show up at the Golden, Colorado VA clinic. They're saying it's an injection clinic. They're going to give you the live virus they've been whining about for 2 months, and it's going to be ordered. I'm telling everyone in America, don't do it. Tell them.
Exactly. And you're Bubba, on. You are right. Don't Bubba, Bubba, no, I'm going to give you the mic back. Hang on. Let me just back you up, Bubba. You are right. Absolutely. This is what's coming. Bill Gates' dream that special kind of dream that we just talked about for Bill Gates is that all of you folks, we all are forced to have a vaccine, forced to have shots engineered by Bill Gates and his buddies, okay? And then they're going to give you a certificate. And without that certificate, without that mark, you can't get a job, you can't get a promotion, you can't buy or sell, you can't go to school, you can't enter into a contract, you're out. You're out. That's the strategy. That's one piece of their left-wing strategy. And, of course, these vaccines are proven to be useless. They don't work. They don't prevent anything, okay? I've never had a vaccine, never will, okay? And I'm healthy and strong as a horse, and I don't wash my hands or, you know, I pick my nose, okay? I touch my face, all right? I work in all kinds of manual labor where I get all muddy and dirty all the time. And epidemiologists who are real doctors will tell you that's what you want your little boys and girls to do. Play in the garden and in the dirt, and they will build a tremendous immune system, which has protected us for tens of thousands of years. We're still here, folks. If we were so susceptible to a flu that we had to panic and scream and run away, okay, we would have been gone long, long ago. You don't think some really potent viruses have appeared in tens of thousands of years? Of course they have. But that's what built our immune systems. And so that is your defense. You do not need to get stuck like a pincushion with crazy concoctions from madmen like Uber Gruppenfuhrer Fauci. Now go ahead, Bubba.
Okay, you're going to have to do more than say no. You're going to have to get rude with them. I mean, really rude.
Well, now that's happening.
Rude.
That's happening. That is happening.
So you go out. We'll help out. I promise. We'll stop this. Fort Detrick, Maryland is cooking up something much worse, and they tested it duck leg in Utah. You don't want this stuff. It's going to make you susceptible to what's coming next.
Well,
don't
and Bubba, yeah, let's talk about what's coming next, because one particular shot. You know, Bill Gates' goal and all these people like Uber Gruppenfuhrer Fauci and Birx, their goal is they're not going to achieve their goal with one shot in your arm or ass. They want you to have to get shot after shot after shot and get permission, and they will lock you down in a pseudo-scientific medical dictatorship. And you're right. Just say, hell no, folks. And with that, I'll have to sign off and meet up with all you tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.